From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Tyler Adkisson. MU is educating staff, faculty, and graduate students on how to assist others with mental health issues. Christy Hutton is the Assistant Director for Outreach and Communications at the MU Counseling Center. Hutton created Respond, an intensive one-day interactive program aimed to teach students how to respond when someone is dealing with mental health concerns. So far, the program has only been open to MU faculty and staff, but graduate students will soon have the option to take part. Hutton said everyone can benefit from mental health response training.
The more people who know how to respond and who are willing to step up and respond, the richer our community and the more likely people are to get their mental health needs met sooner.
MU Resource Center employee Christine Glissman says she hopes Respond will change the stigma surrounding mental health because two-thirds of people that need help do not seek it, partially because of the stigma associated with mental health. Pulitzer Prize-winning historian David McCullough spoke Wednesday on the lessons to be learned from the Founding Fathers. For McCullough, history and the arts go hand in hand to inform American democracy.
Words stir the hearts of people and lift their aspirations above the norm, above the mundane, above the selfish and self-serving.
The celebrations continued for the Kinder Institute Thursday morning when Rich and Nancy Kinder announced a $25 million endowment to the program. The Thompson Center for Autism and Neurodevelopmental Disorders announced Wednesday that it will be partnering with Mizzou Athletics under its Autism-Friendly Business Initiative. KBIA's Alice Wilson reports.
The Thompson Center will begin training employees at the Mizzou Arena next week in ways to be more inclusive and understanding to families with individuals on the autism spectrum. Anna Compayne Romero, a mother of two children with autism, says the training is a great way to include more families in traditional Columbia experiences such as Mizzou basketball.
Just knowing that there will be some place that you can go, a place that's intended for family fun, and knowing that the staff will have some sensitivity to and understanding of some of the challenges that we as parents face.
Compayne Romero says many families relocate to Columbia because of the benefits of the Thompson Center, and now they'll be more included and understood by the staff at Mizzou basketball games.
That was Alice Wilson reporting for KBIA News. The University of Missouri received grant money that will go toward two projects that will help crop producers around the state. The USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service awarded a little under $35,000 to fund a project that will help add features to the university's crop water use application. Another $49,000 were awarded to finance a study that focuses on soil health. State resource conservationist for the Natural Resources Conservation Service, Dwayne Gellner, says he is very optimistic about the projects. He says he hopes that the soil health project will provide landowners and the public some information that can lead to more efficient crop production. I'm Tyler Adkisson, KBIA News, Columbia.